Hey, Browns fans, secure your Cleveland Browns season tickets for 2014 today. Place your deposit to lock in the best seats and prices. Don't miss your chance to join the best fans in the NFL at First Energy Stadium. Visit ClevelandBrowns.com or call 440-824-3434. That was fun.
Revamped stadium, new coach. Let's go.
I enjoyed hearing
Bart
from Bart
Scott. Bart
was
great. Bart's the man.
Always, you know, he was the go-to guy in that. In the Jets locker, in the Ravens locker room, the Jets locker room,
he's
especially
hilarious.
For those of us when you're covering a team on a national basis and everything's sort of fresh to you, you know, you're not around the team all the time. You call them dial a quote. You know, you'd go there, he'd give you something to use.
Oh,
and I say this ties into this theme of edginess that you first of all a coach sets that tone, but you also have to have the players/personalities to do that. I would dare say the Browns don't have those kinds of guys. I wish they had more of them. If they've got them, there aren't many of them.
No, I think, and I would say that if you were to look at who are the two consensus best players on the Browns, and I'll say over the last couple of years, would be Joe Hayden and Joe Thomas.
Yeah.
Two of the nicest guys you want to meet. Yeah. Joe Hayden is.
Hayden's closer to the edgy thing,
but there's
a likability factor. There's times when you just don't want to like the guy because he doesn't want to like anybody. It's all about the work. It's all about we're mad at everybody we're playing. Unfortunately for these guys, or especially Joe, he's expressed just frustration and he's been brought to tears by what's happened here.
You want some guys on your team that, and a coach, I think as well, that if they're on your team, you love them. And when they're on the other team, you hate them. If they're on any team other than yours, you hate them. Guys like that kind of. And that's one of the reasons that I think, just take football out of it, personality-wise, that's one of the reasons why John Football is pretty appealing. I think John Football would change the tenor of this team and how it is perceived in this locker room, how it's perceived in this city, and how it's perceived nationally, because he will be that kind of polarizing leadership figure on this football team.
I want a guy like Richard Sherman. I mean, his talent is first and foremost.
We'll draft him in the fifth round or wherever he was drafted, and it'll be great.
Exactly. We can't get Richard Football himself because he's tied up with the Seahawks. But Richard Sherman, it's attitude to go with talent, and it's a tone-setting type of thing. He's doing it this week with how he's talking, addressing the media, and setting the stage and planting thoughts in the heads, the collective mind of the 49ers, especially their receivers, about the physicality, that the Seahawks are going to be hands all over those guys.
They're going to. They are.
Because that's how
they
play.
Every play.
They'll hold every play, and they'll say, you know what, you can't flag us all the time. You flag us some of the time, we'll live with the rest of it because we're good enough.
And here's a crazy stat. Remember when we were going through the wide receiver reviews, and we were talking about the yards per route run. Greg Little, worst in the league at 0.7. The only team to have its starting trio of corners give up less than 1 yard per route run in the NFL, the Seattle Seahawks. Sherman, Walter Thurman, Byron Maxwell, those three. That is the only trio in the NFL. And yes, it's only holding if they call it, but they are pretty physical, but not enough.
They may call it five times versus 10, and that's what the Seahawks play those.
They play those odds.
Your analytics.
Analytics.
Hey, Dino, do we have any calls? All right, so 216-578-0850, just to remind people.
And we've got Doug Deacon from the PNC Bank Cleveland Browns Radio Network coming up next. I think we can go ahead, and with him, we'll start our offensive line grades, and then I think we can flesh that out certainly after, because there are a lot of good stats about our offensive line and their performance this season. I enjoyed having Bart on. I enjoyed the perspective, and you know, I got a tweet about whether or not I was drinking Kool-Aid for being excited about Mike Pettine, and you know, it's a guy that's kind of coming under the radar, but I think when you learn about him and you talk to people about him, like we just did, back-to-back interviews about Mike Pettine, it becomes clear that he is an impressive guy. The stats speak for itself. Every defense that he's been the coordinator of has been a top 10 defense in the NFL. That's pretty strong to me. He brought the Buffalo Bills a place they hadn't been, second in the NFL, 57 sacks, got the most out of some talent that had been previously considered to be somewhat disappointing. He's got a little swagger, and to me, I know I get to work with him, and I'm around him a lot, and I think that's why it even carries more weight with me. Bart Scott is not a guy who pulls punches. Bart Scott will tell you what he thinks, when he thinks. He's not a political guy. He's going to let you know who he's a big fan of, who he is not a big fan of, and what he really thinks. And so for an endorsement like we got from Bart, and I'm going to follow up with him this weekend, to me says a lot about Mike Pettine.
Yeah, actually played for the guy, saw him function in the locker room, saw him work on game day.
And not
saw
easy
him work
locker
under,
rooms either.
Not easy locker rooms, and I think being able to make an impression under the shadow of Rex Ryan, under the shadow of some other people, Mike Smith, prominent people, Mike Singletary, just in terms of their personalities and namesake, I think made it more difficult for a Mike Pettine to be noticed by guys like Bart Scott and respected. And it sounds like he has that respect. But here's where I am. I'm with you on the idea that I like the fact that this team is talking to this guy. Am I fully aboard in saying that Mike Pettine would be the right guy to hire for the Browns? Not going to say that.
But I like
what I want to say is that he makes sense to have this discussion. And I also want to say, and this is in reference to a piece that is posted right now on mmqb.si.com, Peter King's Monday Morning Quarterback website is an extension of si.com. Don Banks wrote a piece under the heading, Patience is a Virtue in the Head Coach Hunt. There's a picture of Jimmy Haslam and then an inset of a blank face with a Browns hat on it with a headset where you insert the coach. But his point in the piece, and it starts out with a lot of snarkiness, and I know Don quite well. He's a longtime friend and colleague. He's been on the show before. We'll have him on, I'm sure, again. Starts out with the snarky stuff to set up that, you know, basically he just one sampling. He says, I just typed the words, quote, right approach and, quote, Browns coaching search in the same sentence. It's done me too. You know, that type of thing. But he sets the stage to describe why he thinks the Browns approach is the right one, to be patient, to wait. He references the letter Jimmy Haslam sent, the open letter to fans, so forth. But he's complimenting the Browns ultimately for doing the thing that he sees other teams not do, and the other teams that had openings not do, and that was be patient. He's saying, why are you rushing to make the most important hire you're going to make? And hiring the right head coach is the most important, you ask any general manager, anybody running a football team, the most important execution thing you can do is get that right. You've got to nail that, and then when you don't nail it, it can set you back. As one GM told me, it costs you two things you don't get back: time and money. And you know, that can apply with missing on players as well. But if you miss on a coach, you miss on direction, vision, all the things that this football team, this Browns team, are trying to get back. So just something I'd call to your attention to read about Don Banks, to put it in some pretty good perspective from a national guy who by no means declares himself a Browns fan, but he's just observing this situation as the last team standing, the Browns are. And as far as in the coach hiring business, we're going to get into offensive line position review and grading, and coming up will be Doug Deacon from the PNC Bank Cleveland Browns Radio Network, former standout offensive lineman for the Browns. So we'll get some insights from Doug as we apply a letter grade to the performance of this group right here on Cleveland Browns Daily. It's driven by Liberty Ford on a Football Thursday on ESPN 850 WKNR. What keeps the planet spinning?